mic works. Light. All right, I'd like to call to order the Design Review Board meeting of Tuesday, March 28th. Can we have a roll call, please?
Member Carroll?
Here.
Member Clinton is absent. Member Shaler?
Present.
Member Sweeney?
Here.
Member Whalen?
Here.
Vice Chair Smith?
Here.
Chair Branch?
Here.
Thank you.
And we'll start with our administrative agenda with the meeting minutes. Can we get a motion to approve the minutes?
I move to approve the minutes.
Second.
We have a first motion and a second discussion. No? None. Okay, seeing none, all those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Well done. We'll go to item B2, Planning Director Report. Okay.
Yes, good afternoon, Chair Branch and members. If it feels like someone's missing here, he is. Mr. Schneider has officially stepped down from DRB after 15 years, and he received a city tile in recognition from the city council last Tuesday. I know many of you were there. So he will be missed. Just wanted to officially tell you all that he will not be returning on DRB, at least for now. And then the other reminder is I think you've received an email from our city clerk's office to fill out Form 700. Statement of economic interest, so please get that in if you haven't already, and you might get another reminder. And that's all.
Great, thank you. And see review of agenda, projected agenda.
Okay, so today we have two items being requested by the applicant to continue to the next meeting, and that's item E1 for the Best Western Plus signage, and then also F4, the Cortone apartment project. And I also would like to suggest that we move item E3, AutoZone signage, first on your list since we didn't get to it in the subcommittee review. And we need a motion for the continuance of E1 and F4.
I make such a motion.
Second.
Discussion?
To April 11th.
April 11th. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. All right, and with that, we go to the sign calendar. I guess item E2, what you guys just reviewed.
The secretary asked if we could push E3 up and see them first, and then do E2.
Oh, I thought you made a decision on E2.
No, E2 was continued. We asked them to continue, but I was going to report back to the board what the
after we do that item.
Yeah.
Okay. Fair enough. Then, Madam Secretary, let's go to item E3.
Item E3 is the AutoZone signage located at 5799 Hollister Avenue, APN 071-121-018. Case number 16182 DRB.
Good afternoon, members of the board.
Good afternoon, board. This is a request for design review. We've seen this project twice. It was first reviewed by the board on January 24th, in which the signage proposal was for 36-inch letters, and the signs exceeded above the parapet. And this project was last seen on February 14th, in which the applicant reduced the text to 24 inches and brought the signage below the parapet. And at the last meeting, it was also requested that the sign be raised to accommodate the parapet on the north elevation, and the applicant has agreed and brought new visuals and site plans. And the text proposed remains at 24 inches, and the applicant thinks the size is proportionate to the building and surrounding neighborhood signage.
We went ahead with your recommendations, and AutoZone's agreed to build the parapet wall to accommodate the sign, take it off that slanted roof as we initially proposed. And then also mounted over the rear doors on the west elevation in the same manner as the north.
Okay. All right, questions from the board? Bill, do you have questions? You, Tom?
No questions, but if I can put in comment.
Sure.
I like the way this.
We can combine the two if you want.
I like the way this looks and I can support it.
Okay. Aaron?
Yeah, I would concur. I think this is nice. Thanks for coming back and responding.
Certainly.
Great.
I'd only say the same. Likewise.
Great.
Yes, and I would add, I thank the cooperation of the applicant because I do think this is better all over to reduce that sign, make it a part of the parapet. But thank you for your indulgence. This is much better.
It is. I agree. Well, with that, would somebody like to make a motion?
I move for design review acceptance.
Second.
Discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay.
Excellent. Thank you.
Okay. I'd like to report to the board about item E2, America's Tire with the signage for their proposed building at 151 South Fairview. We examined and listened to the applicant and looked at their plans. We had to send them back with comments, and the comments were that the wall signage, which was proposed at 27 inches high, was just too large. And even though the Old Town guidelines call for 10 inches, because of the location of the property, and it's kind of unique from the rest of the Old Town area, we suggested that they bring the wall lettering down to 20 inches high instead of 10, and that way the logo neatly indexes with the windows that are up there, and have them externally lit using like gooseneck shades. Also, they were proposing a monument sign with 13 and 3/4 or so inch lettering, and we sent them back with comments that the letter should be 10 inches high in the monument sign, with the sign proportionate to that, the monument structure proportionate to that. The background, which are shown as white, we suggested that they should make it beige to match the body of the building. And instead of just being flat, you know, to make it tie more to the building, that they arch the top of it to kind of match that central arch portion of the structure.
Okay. All good comments. So does a motion continue?
Yes.
Can I get a second?
Second.
You have a second? Any discussion?
Yes.
I would like to add one comment to that. Part of the heritage guidelines for signage include that it enhance the architectural style and the signage be framed by architectural elements. I think that would enhance both the facade and the signage.
Mm-hmm. Noted. All those in favor?
Aye.
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 Aye. Okay, so that's continued to
April 11th.
April 11th. Okay, that'll take us to item F1.
Item F1 is the Bartlett Building Facade Improvements, located at 5940 Camino Real, APN 069110045, case number 17012, DRB.
Okay, welcome back.
We need declarations at this point.
Yes, declarations, please.
Familiar with the site, no ex parte.
Familiar with the site, no ex parte.
Same.
Familiar with the site, no experte.
Same.
No additional site visits and no experte discussions.
Okay, Joe?
Good afternoon. They have a request for design review for the Bart Building facade improvements. The project was last before you on February 28th. We received comments. The applicant has responded to those comments and is here to present it to you. And so I'll hand it over to him to walk you through the changes that he's made in response to the comments.
Great.
Yep. This is on. Hi, I'm Dale Pekarek from the Fine Line. And once again, the plans you see before you for the facade change to the building on the Bartlett Building in Kyrielle. The comments that we had last time were to exchange raise the element of the beams and posts on the front elevation, which is not here on these drawings here, but in your drawings there before you. And we raised those up to make it look more in keeping with a structural element that was requested by the board. I also brought in additional actual colors. I was able to procure the colors of each one of the roof elements that we're looking to do, as well as the siding, and they're true to color. Also, there was a comment about along the east elevation, there we had a metal going along the side, and that was taken out because there is an existence now, a boxwood hedge that is there, we're trying to keep it. So we felt that element helped root the building back to the ground and take it and leave it in its place without having additional metal siding. And once again, the only vertical siding we have is this one here on the front, which will be the patina light green. And it was brought before us whether we thought about having a square shape to it versus the S shape going on. And we thought the S shape was a little bit more soft and more becoming, where the other elements are the standing seam, they're a little bit harder. So we thought a little bit of breakup in the element would be good. And the last comment was on the north elevation there. It was a little bit too bland, thought about doing a mural or something else. So what we did was we came up, you know, once again, we have box hedge back there. We kept them along and around surrounding the doors. We added some of the wood element that we have on the front elevation to carry it around the back of the building. We added actually, the lights that you see on the rear are all existing, and these are the existing lights that are there now, and they are painted a black, and we're hoping to keep those. We thought that black contrast was in keeping with the rest of the building, and actually they're going to be in location they currently are. There is one that we're adding, which would be on the right side of, yes, that north elevation. That one is just a single small fixture, and we want to balance it out. And I believe those were all the items that were requested of us.
Okay. All right. Thank you. Questions from the board? Dennis, we'll start down at your end this time.
Are the light fixtures on the east facade existing too?
Yes, they are.
They are. The alignment with the windows and the sign just seems a little off, but I could let that go.
No question, and just a comment if we want to combine them or come back around.
Let's race through the questions real quick and we'll come back around.
It was a I did have it on our color board, and it is a clear stain that you can, semi-transparent, excuse me, stain that you can see through the wood and see the type of wood that you can see the graining, et cetera, come through. But it is of the gray, which is right in here.
And it's matching existing, or it's new all around?
New all around, because there's no existing, really, any wood on the building. There's brick and stucco only now.
Oh, that's right, that's right.
And the impression already, there's no new landscaping proposed?
There's no new landscaping proposed now.
Okay.
No, any questions? No questions.
Do you have any questions, Bill?
I guess just, let's see, two questions going back to the minutes from the last meeting. Was any consideration of green screen or vines?
Green screen or vines?
Well, the only area, the only tree that we're adding in the back, because it's very narrow right along the entire back, because it's almost all paving. And one of the areas that we're looking to is add a tree, and it's a Palo Verde tree. And it's a very thin, wispy type of tree that you can see through very easily, and flowers out yellow during the springtime. And they're very hardy, and they don't grow too tall. We didn't want something that was just going to be oversized, but yet be able to take care of everything. Sorry.
And I guess the other question I had has to do with where you think the signage is going to be located in the front?
The sign is there now, and once again, that sign was going to remain, and the tenant who is coming in is dealing with the sign and colors and the like. Once again, I'm representing the owner for the facade only. Right. The tenant...
So you don't know whether they're anticipating any additional signage?
None.
In addition to the
None.
Existing
There is the sign. One sign that's mounted on the side right up here, and that will remain. And then the regular sign is up front and will remain also. And whether the colors and choosing of the tenant that's coming in will deal with the signage at that time.
I don't know if you communicate with the owner, but it would be maybe advantageous to, since kind of the motif of this building is changing, consider changing maybe the pole sign to be more in similarity with the new look of the building than the pole sign currently is.
Okay, I will bring that up with the owner, to the owner.
Thank you.
I only had two questions. One is the wood that you're adding back here, is it thin enough to make sure that the top up here is proud of that, so that this doesn't protrude past that?
Correct. I looked at that and I made sure that where it curved down and underneath, this will
die into that?
Die into it underneath, so it all is properly placed. So in other words, one doesn't stick proud of the other.
And then the other question, I guess, is for Aaron. I heard you guys ask this, and the question is, does that tree work on the north elevation?
Wouldn't be my first choice there, but probably get enough morning sun to survive. I was gonna maybe make some comments about the boxwood hedge continuing.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe I don't know. I'll get to that. But
okay.
There might be other choices to look at.
Okay.
Why don't we start with comments with you? How about that?
Okay. What I was going to say about the boxwood, does that planter come?
It actually does go all the way.
More boxwood?
There is boxwood that's actually there. I was remiss in drawing it all the way across on the elevations. It should be more.
Oh, there it is.
It goes all the way.
It does go all the way to the fence.
To the fence, which is here.
Yes.
So that's, I like that better, actually.
Yeah.
And we are planning to leave all of it in.
The tree, you need to add some sort of new planter for that, I'm assuming. Is that shown?
I don't have it shown, but it won't take up much of land because they're
are
not...
Are you just going to cram it right against the...
No. We will do a little bit of an island type of thing, or peninsula planting.
Okay. I guess I'm okay with the Palo Verde if you really like that tree. You'll probably get barely enough sun there. But you might want to look at other things.
Mm-hmm.
I like the colors. I don't really have any architectural comments. We've done a nice job.
Okay. We'll go this way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I would just say thanks for keeping that hedge on all the sides. I think it's much better.
Thank you.
Dennis?
No additional comments.
Okay. Bill?
I guess the last comment would be referring just back to the last comment of the last meeting was consider photovoltaics at some point. It looks like there is a roof that has possibility with that at some point might make sense.
We have already looked into that, and we are actually consulting a structural engineer to see if we have enough, because of the age of the building, 1969, we want to make sure that if we put X amount of panels on the roof, we can support it.
That makes sense.
And we've already investigated in doing that, and he's looking forward to doing it, actually.
Tom? My only comment is that I like the way this has gone. Thank you for responding to our comments, and I think this is going to be a nice-looking building.
Yeah, I'm fine with all the things you've done, and I think leaving the hedge going across here is good. I actually like the wood component back here, so I can support this.
There's olive trees back there existing, so the Palo Verde would go with those.
Mm-hmm. I'm hoping the wall will have enough warmth, reflective heat.
Well, would somebody like to have a motion?
I would like to make a motion for the design review of the facade.
Second that, Chair.
Okay, any discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay, thank you very much. Thanks for taking our comments to heart.
Do you need these samples? Or?
You have extras, yeah.
Okay. That'll take us to item F2.
Item F2 is for design review. It's the Harvest Hill Ranch, lot number 4, single family residence, located at 900 Cambridge Drive, APN 06962048, case number 17011 DRB.
So this is the preliminary.
Oh, is it?
Yes.
I'll let you. So, Chair, we have the next three items are Brian Heifeld's projects, and he's on vacation, so I'm going to sit in on that. Yeah, what a guy. So the board did review this project at your last meeting. It's for a 3,497 square foot single family home in the Harvest Hill Ranch subdivision. It's lot 4. And the board requested that the applicant come back and submit some architectural details, including colors and materials, a detailed lighting plan, and landscaping. So they're back before you.
The floor is yours.
Rich Ridgway with the Harvest Hill Project. Thanks for seeing us again. So I'll probably let Richard talk to the architecture and Martha talk to the landscaping, and we'll just answer questions. We have materials and color boards and our lighting plan as well.
All right. Terrific.
Richard Thorne, project architect. Final drawings basically are the same as you saw in the conceptual that was here. We've made no changes except adding a man door at the garage level and a window at the garage level. So those are really the two elements that were modified. Doesn't sound like it is.
It looked like it was lit, but it wasn't. Okay. And so specifically what I can do is point out those items first so that you can see what was added. It was this man door out of the garage because we had not one shown on our preliminaries, and then these two windows here that are in the back wall. And elevation-wise, they're just simple fenestrations in the existing wall surfaces as we had the original design, so the mandor. And then on the window wall here, it actually softens that lower element a lot. I think actually enhances this to have another opening in it. So those are really the only changes. So architecturally, it's, proportions and so forth, plate heights, all that type of stuff all stayed the same. Architectural details, again, it's a simple eave detail, which we have in the detail sheets. Window trim is consistent to what you have actually seen before, and so are these details, because they are basically the same. So it's an exposed rafter tail fascia. Mm-hmm. And the asphalt shingle roof. So all of that is pretty consistent to what you've seen before on the other homes. We have some with open tails, some with closed, but this is the closed tail version. Okay? That's just more of the same.
With just different material conditions?
Yeah, different material conditions is all that happens. The actual eave, what you see, is the same. It's just a matter of whether or not we have stone or we have the sump block up underneath the eave.
Got it.
Okay?
What are we hearing?
Sounds like a feedback.
Turn that one off.
Then the window details is again, it's the simple 1 inch approximately. Yeah, that's the cement board, so it's not quite full dimension.
So it's hardy?
That's a hardy product. Hardy trims, hardy sill piece, and then the heads are just the same, slightly different proportion piece.
Got it.
Okay, and that's the way it was represented originally. We haven't really made any changes that way.
You've got the wood balusters.
Correct, wood balusters and...
Great.
Okay.
Okay.
And that moves to the landscape. So I flip one more back. There we go. So front of the house, this is that covered porch area, the dormer that sits up over the top of the entry and reads all the way through the roof.
Right.
And, yes?
Just a quick question. I'm not trying to upset any apple carts here, but the elevations I'm seeing in these plans are not the elevations that I'm seeing in our packet.
Were you looking at what?
Which lot are we have? We got two of them.
Lot
here.
Three.
We're on lot four.
Oh, okay. My mistake. I didn't see lot four in this. So, all right.
It's your next item.
It was a continued item, so it was just uploaded on the website.
Got it. Okay. My mistake.
Okay, so I guess that.
I can take you through the general lighting plan if you'd like.
Okay.
So I'll do it with the reflected ceiling plans, but it's probably the easiest to see it there. Because that okay, where am I? I guess it was before the elevation. There we go. That's a, well, electrical panel.
Okay.
What we've done basically is tried to deal with all the lighting on the decks and everything as downlights. So they're in the ceilings and they're downlighting directly to the paving area. We have a fan that's in here, which would be decorative potentially with a light in it. Then we only end up with what would be called code lighting for our staircases. That would be wall-mounted, and that's the light fixture that's proposed here.
And it's a downlight.
And it is a dark sky fixture, okay. Yeah.
Good.
So in here, the main deck area here, it's all downlit. This is all downlit, and we've made all of the switch out of the door go to the downlight, so we're not into a situation where you have to have a light next to the door, which is
good.
Shoots so out into the
recessed
space.
Recessed cans.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
Okay. Well, when we get to the front, we have two decorative fixtures that will happen each side of the door. So that those would. But then there is a downlight for the general lighting of the deck as well.
A couple more sconces first.
Yeah. Again, because of the staircase, we got to have them at the stairs.
And those are downlight as well.
The same fixture. Exactly. Same fixture. So there's really only one fixture on the house that's for wall-mounted type fixture.
And it's that.
And that's that one right there.
Okay.
Okay.
And then
there's the proposed color scheme. The sandstone type colors in the stone itself. and then the slightly darker tone siding color, and the roof shingle is the same roof shingle we used on one of the other homes. It's that has that sort of slight gray and browns, you know, mixture of the grays and browns. It's a warm gray roof, I would call it, so to speak.
Thick, kind of like the presidential.
It's presidential. Yeah. It is the presidential, a three-dimensional shingle.
And the accent is for?
Front door.
Front door, just okay. Front door. Yeah,
that's it. Okay. All of the rest of the trim, is you've got white trim, and then you've got the brown window itself, the same vocabulary that's happening on the existing homes that are built.
Okay. Okay, so I guess...
Landscape?
That's it for the exciting architecture. Now let's go to the exciting landscape.
We'll switch seats.
It's Martha DeGaces from Arcadia Studio Landscape Architects. So lot four is, as you know, a little bit down from the street level. So we've got a smaller planting area in front, but we're utilizing that space. We have some olive trees that will match the same theme that we have on the other homes in the tract. So we have an olive tree. This is kind of a little pull-out parking area. We have an olive tree that kind of tempers this a little bit less ornamented facade here. And then we have one up in the... misspoke. We have a couple more down at the entry to the driveway and the olive trees. So we have the three. And a third one at this corner elevation at the north edge of the building there. So we have that olive theme running through. And then the smaller trees that we have on the front of the house are the western redbud, the cerises.
These guys?
Yeah, these little guys, yeah. So we have a few of those. The other main tree groupings, we have a little orchard area up in this corner of the lot, and then we have another opportunity where there's a flat space coming kind of off the garage court where we can have some citrus trees and a plum in this area. So the planting along the street frontage, we have blue chalk sticks or Senecio ground cover right against the paving there. We have some bougainvillea, some epilobium or California fuchsia native plant, and then for some taller shrubs, we have the little ollie dwarf olive shrub for the larger groupings. There's a transformer down toward the near the entry of the drive, and that's why we've utilized that little ollie is to screen that from the street edge. So mostly it's bougainvillea. We have some rosemary that would spill over that wall a little bit and down in the corner there, but mostly along the edge close to the entry we've got the blue chalk sticks. And then as we come into the entry, we've just got a pretty simple planting of some agapanthus, and then we have a bronze formium that we've used sort of dotted through the site. We kind of been using that as an accent plant throughout the development. So you can see most of this area facing east is on a slope. And so the slope plantings, again, against the drive, we have a little bit of bougainvillea, some agaves, and that sort of those sort of accent plants. It's continued on that side there. But on the slope, we've got some acacia lowboy, kind of the lower-growing redolins, and ceanothus, Rhus integrifolia. We've got some toyons, and principally a native palette on this edge, other than this little bit of acacia here. And then we get a little more decorative along this edge of the house, and we've got some rock roses and Mexican sage, that sort of thing. Ground cover of star jasmine along this pathway, and this is just a mulch path that continues along the perimeter of the house just for convenience there. And in this area, some taller rock roses, Cistus blanche, some lion's tail, and bear with me, little ollies in here, just for screening, and then some autumn sage in that same area, yellow blooming autumn sage. So it should be a nice native Mediterranean palette.
And to interrupt or add to it, if you remember when we came through originally, we had a perimeter of a different type of planting, a non-manicured native, and we've really done that on almost the entire perimeter of the project. So the rus, the toyon, the ceanothus, that's pretty much the theme as you go along the eastern edge, but as well along Cambridge.
Cool.
So. Yeah. Irrigation, again, the whole project, we don't have any turf areas or artificial turf on this project. So it's all drip irrigated.
Doing the gray water hookups?
We do have the gray water details here. We've
this
done
is
our
one where we could actually use it, actually.
And then we've done all our ETU calculations and so on. It definitely conforms given the plant pellet. Zone 4 slopes, shade, sun, etc. That concludes what I need to say.
Okay.
How about declarations?
Declarations. Has site visit, no ex parte.
Very familiar with the site, no ex parte.
Same.
No new site visit, no ex parte.
Same.
And the same for myself.
And with that, any questions for the applicant?
Perhaps so, just in terms of the planting palette along the slope, are those really good because they're natives at soil stabilization, slope stabilization?
Yeah, all the plants that we've chosen have deep roots, and they'd be extremely hardy, drought tolerant to the point where they could live without water, and very, very durable, good slope stabilization.
And are there any that would, as they grow, encroach down the slope that the neighbors would have to manicure or anything?
Like no.
That?
In fact, there are some areas that there's some existing hedging plant that would be protected. That's indicated by a little cloud and a call out on the planting plan.
No questions, Chair.
No questions? All right, how about comments?
Well, I'll be looking forward to seeing this. I had a chance to drive up a couple days ago and see the two new homes that are out there, and to see how they look in comparison as to how it's starting the process is very interesting. This one looks like it, I don't know what you consider your premier lot in your project, but this looks like this will be one of the best ones.
I'm very impressed with this. I'm really impressed with the level of cooperation and collaboration that has happened here in this whole project. And I really, really like this house.
Excellent.
I concur.
Nice job. Yeah, I'd only concur with the comments made.
Yes, I continue to be a fan of Richard's work here. My only comment might be that as lush and beautiful and appropriate as the landscaping in, it is, you planted the whole site. And I might offer that a few large boulders and just sort of, I don't know, you get my drift.
I do.
Less planting, less water. And the boulders would pick up on the themes from the house, too.
I agree with you, if I can respond. It's just with the slope condition, I want to make sure it stays there.
We do have, if you looked on the plan, we've put a lot of boulder walls on the site already, and we have some more planned in the front yard. This is a boulder wall all along this frontage, so we're going to just dry stack boulders from what we can carry. Some even bigger than get them in with a tractor. But we've done a lot of boulder work, going to continue on this site.
Excellent. My only comment is I think this development as a whole has been exemplary in process and execution, not only from the standpoint of you know, in terms of how you dealt with
the civil aspect of this, how you dealt with the architectural aspect, the landscaping aspect, consulting with all the neighbors and all that stuff. So I'm in complete support of this project. So would somebody like to make a motion?
Mr. Chair, we do have findings here for neighborhood compatibility, quality of architectural design, quality of landscape design, and zoning.
Okay.
For a motion maker.
Who wants the distinguished honor of the motion?
I'll make a motion that it complies with all of the neighborhood compatibility, quality of architectural design, quality of landscape and zoning requirements, and vote motion to approve.
Second.
Discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Terrific.
Thank you.
Thank you.
This is Brian keeps these usually until he comes out.
All right.
Site visit.
And the next item?
Item F3 is for design review. It's the Harvest Hill Ranch, Lot 3, single family residence, located at 890 Cambridge Drive, APN 069-620-047, case number 17-035 DRB.
Declarations?
Site visit, no ex parte.
Very familiar with the site, no ex parte.
Same.
Same for me. Same.
No additional site visit nor ex parte discussions.
Okay, so this is lot 3, and the house that's proposed is 2,751 square feet, so slightly smaller than the other homes that you've seen on the, in the subdivision. And so the applicant would like to get design feedback on the main house, but also on the adobe barn that's existing on the site. Their plan is to rehabilitate that into a residential use, which will be a separate permit path, but just to get input on the barn.
Okay.
And here's pictures.
Well, this is my favorite lot on the site, mostly because of the barn. If any of you have seen it, some of you have, it's fantastic. Here's some pictures of it. It was built in the early 50s with adobe from the site. And the man that built this bought it in 1947 and lived there till he was 96 years old. And he was a horse guy. And his wife had different kinds of horses, little ponies, which there was an old stable that they brought them over on a ship, about 4 feet tall, these little barns. And then they had carriage horses. And so inside the barn, there were four horse stalls, all the bars, the doors, all the things that hook them up to their bridles, and their saddles had hooks. We're keeping all of that stuff, just renovating the barn. And then the hayloft upstairs, we're doing taking one of the stables and doing a switchback stair to get up to a neat hayloft, and that'll be the master suite. So we're excited about the barn, but we're also excited about the home that we're proposing. And we're keeping this lot for my family, so I have extra reason to like this one. So the house is, like Mary said, 2,750 square feet, and the barn is about 1,180 square feet. And that's been the reason this has not really proceeded quicker, is because currently on the city's ordinance for maximum square footage of a second residence, it's 800 square feet. And the state has a 1,200 square foot limit. And the city's overhauling their general plan and zoning, or just zoning ordinance? Zoning ordinance. And so that has not come through the process yet. So until that does, we won't be doing anything on the barn. So we'll come to see you when that all gets resolved, but I did want you to see how it sat on the site, how it related to the new house. And so when we do come back to see you for that one, you'll have at least had a chance to look at it. So this is a single story house, and we had in our architectural guidelines three different styles. We had a board and bat, a horizontal siding, and a shingled look. This house is the shingled look, and we have a lot of stone around the base of the house and a stone on the fireplaces that we're actually able to get. My grading contractor has access to boulders, and so we're always getting boulders, and we're incorporating them into walls, but we're going to incorporate them into the house as well. I'm going to let Richard talk about the house and the architecture.
As you can see, the concept, the lifestyle concept of the house is pretty similar to most of the others that we've done, and that is the great room approach with and without family room. This particular one we're looking at with the family room that works off of the kitchen and becomes actually potentially multi-purpose type of space. Two-car garage. The two-car garage, when you come in, is extra deep for a shop at the back. It also has a loft-type area above it, which is just for storage purposes. It's not tall enough to use as habitable space. We've got basically kitchen, great room, enter into the center, splitting off dining room from the seating area. Then we step back into the bedroom wing with the large master suite, master bath, and then the two other bedrooms and the two bathrooms that work with it. Those are mirrors almost of each other. Off the master, in this case, is an outside garden space with a spa-type tub and that. So you have, when you come out of the master or look out of the master, you're looking through a glass-walled shower to that exterior space. And the toilet room has a window that looks into it as well. So this is a, as you'll see on the elevation, this is the wall that is at the just about plate height, not quite. We've got 9-foot plates, the starting point. We've got the wall at 8 feet. So it creates privacy. It also has a lattice over the top, again, so that it gives privacy for the for the space. It makes it usable. Okay. The colors of this print really shifted because there was no green in that stone, but there is now.
Surprise.
Wonderful world of printing. Just a very simple shingle. Again, wood trim, simple wood trim, same sill type detailing we've done elsewhere. Again, with an eaved overhang concept of standard fascia. And so the front, you come in, it's a very simple gabled front porch with a post and beam type configuration, soft roofs. In here, we're talking about using the asphalt shingle roof. The barn, which we can show you, we've got some conceptual drawings in here of it, is we're looking at going back to the metal on the barn to tie in with the tractor shed, which became the garage of Lot 5. So it has that carrier, when you come up to the top of that private road and you hit that stopping point, you kind of finish at those two buildings, and they have similar characteristics. Then this one steps back behind it, and it's the shingle type environment.
We're going to site plan the show.
This is the barn, and we're back behind that barn quite a ways, and then this is where the lot starts to begin to drop down. So it's a crawl space house, and in the rear elevation, you'll be able to see that this is where we're coming around with big boulders at the base of the foundation and then building up smaller from there, either two siding, shingle siding, which works at a band.
Down here?
Yeah, like in here. So this would be large boulders then going to smaller stone of the similar type coming on up. Along underneath the decks is the big boulder type wall, so it looks more like it's built on boulders rather than a wood frame wall. When you get over here again, big boulders in the bottom side transitioning up to the smaller stone pieces up the other stone panel. And you see the back of the house is about 3.5 feet. The floor line about 3.5 to 4 feet above the grade line.
The barn?
Yeah. This is the barn, basically, which is in itself right now is, if you took this portion right here, that portion right there would be the hayloft that was there initially. So what we're proposing to do is to come back in over the top of the garage area, back over the top of the stable areas, and build the additional square footage, which allows us to get a bathroom and a bedroom and closet space. We're taking out this piece so that we can have, when you first walk into the barn, you get kind of an exposure up to the upper loft space, which will feel like a loft when you go up. Mm-hmm. This is an existing stall, which becomes a kitchen. This is an existing wall that right now is beat up wood from the horses and reinforcing bars in it. We're going to keep that character on the interior.
With both these, right here?
And both sides, that's correct. Ah, then these, this wall here and this wall here and this one are the existing walls of the stay bolts themselves. So again, they have the horizontal, you know, batter boards.
It's actually 2x12 real red wood. Really it's amazing wood. And this area here was the tack room where they had all their trophies and ribbons. Mm-hmm. And then when the horses came in through the big, and all these doors are 4 feet wide. Mm-hmm. And when the horses came in, they could string them up to both sides, and they had air hoses and water hoses and all the brushes, and they did all their room in there and then stuck them into their stalls.
We're going to try to maintain the old doors if we can't. We don't know if they can be salvaged or not, because they are starting to really get pretty rickety.
We're
replicating them if we can. So they'll have the same character as what's existing now on the existing barn, because it really is really kind of neat. So they're those half-type doors with windows above, and windows and so forth are the same
like
locations.
Like Dutch doors? So
they're
Dutch.
Yeah, that same character.
And Anderson Windows can make these for us. Right. So they'll have the X's on the bottoms. And if you look... there's the open doors for one of the horse stalls, and there's, you can't see the other stall, and then these were two stalls. Mm-hmm. Well, actually, no, that's one of the stalls. That's the main entrance.
Then we can flip one page over here, because what we've done is put a small covered porch across the front to create a front door sense of entry. So when you look at the photograph, this photograph, we're just drawing the small porch across, but we're keeping these the way they are behind. Okay? And then this is the same little window that you see there. We're really not changing any of these walls. We're just adding to the porch covers. The back basically is the same. This little roof already exists. All we're doing is dragging it a little bit farther over to here in order to create cover for that back door.
We have public speakers.
If you'd like to speak, fill out a speaker slip and submit it to...
I want to say something right now. I am so confused. When we talked to you before, you were going to save the historic barn, and now it's going to turn into a house. Have you run this by the Creative Historical Society?
Why don't you fill out a speaker slip, and then you can come up and speak. Well, but you could come and speak into the mic and be on record, so that you have an opportunity to be on record.
I'm just so upset.
Because it's a public forum, you have a right to speak and have your point heard, and have it be on public record. But there is a protocol you go through, and you won't be recorded if you don't come and speak into a mic. Okay.
I just can't believe how this turned around after we talked to him about this.
I understand, but...
I can speak to it if you'd like. And we are keeping the existing barn, restoring it.
You're turning it into a house!
Well, it's a second residence for that lot. And that has been the intention from the get-go, 5 years ago, and all the hearings, it's always been consistently going to be a second legal residence, and we are restoring it.
And
well, yes, we are.
Yes.
We are, but we have a use for it once we save it. Yes.
Okay. Let's continue.
So basically, the main forms, the main. Structural elements we're trying to preserve, so that's one of the reasons for changing away from the, which we now have about almost 2 inches of asphalt shingles on it over the years that's built up, because the framing in here is extremely lightweight. So we want to preserve that, though. We don't want to have to change if we don't have to. We don't know the answer yet. We've had a structural engineer look at it, but we don't have total resolution of that yet at this point. So we want to keep the roof as light as we can, so that's one of the reasons to go to the metal on it. So that's generally the character. It's there. These are the dormer forms of the additional that happened on each side.
And the floor space is there for these dormers. It just gets low.
Yeah.
As you go.
Right.
Okay.
And just for the sake of information, these drawings are the same drawings that were submitted at the early conceptual for the project. We have made no changes really to this drawing. The only drawing that changed was the floor plan because we tried to work the square footages down to keep it as a minimum impact and try to get it into the program that looks like it's going to happen.
Got it. Okay.
So again, this is just a conceptual, run it by you, see what you think of this house. The barn would come in a second time. My hope is that if you guys like this, we'll step into working drawings on the residence and come back to you whenever Richard feels he can get his details and things together. A month from now, maybe. And then after that, I'd hope to go into a land use permit application. Okay. And just go down the process, bring you a landscape plan, do the things we did on four on this one.
Okay. Dennis, you have any questions?
No, thank you, Chair.
Okay. You? Questions?
No questions.
Bill?
Thank you, Chair. I did have one question. If staff could maybe explain what the land use permit application process will be, maybe the public would be interested in that as well.
After your review and approval, then a land use permit will be submitted, and we review that for consistency with what the original project entitlement was, and then they can apply for a building permit, pull a building permit. So this is for the house as a separate process, as Mr. Ridgway said, regarding the barn. That will be another process at another time.
And is there a land use processing permit for the barn as well that's similar to this one?
Yes. Well, actually, the state has, you know, we're trying to figure out process right now. And we're deferring to the state law that has been passed in January.
ADU or whatever.
Yes, for the accessory dwelling unit. And whether this qualifies and fits into that, you know, we have to kind of assess that. Or until the zoning ordinance identifies a second unit, the process for that. So if Mr. Ridgway were to come in today, we have to default to the state law until we come up with our own ordinance.
And is the barn designated a historical structure of merit?
Not to my knowledge. I think we did run that by our consultant that was doing the survey, and this was not. Is that correct, Rich?
That's correct.
Yeah.
Thank you, Chair. I only had two questions. Have you considered
dressing up the garage door?
Carriage doors?
Yes. Yes, we will.
That's wide open if we can. I tried to preserve the exterior character generally as much as possible. And it's just a very straightforward door.
Right.
But even if it was in a board door that way, which is kind of what I'm replicating rather maybe than aluminum. Yeah. But I think carriage doors would be beautiful on it. They have no problem putting carriage doors on it.
And then starting with this and then pertaining to the main house, a thought just jumped in my head. Are any of the windows in this double hung?
No.
These are all casements?
They're all casements right now, yeah.
What about on this building, like that?
These would be the double hung, the typical window like we've been using, yeah.
Because with this rustic style, I didn't notice on lot four, which we just looked at, whether it looked like most of the details were casement. But at least in the detail, I saw some cranks in there.
There's some conditions that does apply, part of the standard detail, but most all of the windows that are used throughout are double hung or single hung windows.
Okay. So the question I have, just in terms of how authentic you're going here and whether or not you thought about it, and is, you know, the little ears that you get right there on the old double hunks. I don't know if they still do those, but it's great, and it makes it look really old. And
it just takes you into a what I would call a more troublesome window, because then you get into custom wood windows that
right.
have the ongoing horrendous maintenance
yeah.
factors. And
yeah.
trying to avoid that, but yet do it in a way that the color looks nice, color looks
right.
rich, the character's there because we've got the breakup in it, and but not build into the, historically the problems if
right.
we don't have to.
Right.
Just
a question, yeah. so...
Yeah, I agree with you. The character would fit beautifully. I mean, that kind of detailing is really nice. So we're trying to hit a happy in-between point.
I got you.
Yeah.
That's fine. All right. Dennis, do you have any comments?
No comments, Chair Branch.
Aaron?
Yeah, my only comment is actually about the windows, the comment you just made. Having been a child growing up in a house full of 5-inch by 5-inch windows in the wood, it is tedious to maintain those.
Yeah.
And, whomever is living there, the child will get stuck with many a weekend sanding.
Yeah.
No, I think I don't have any comments. So it's a nice job.
The only comments I have I really, really like the design and layout of the main house. I would go along with Scott and say I know that. You know, you're trying, as far as the barn and being repurposed into a second dwelling unit, as much as you're trying to restore and all that, the garage door, I would doubt right now, is original to the structure. So if there's
yeah.
something out of wood,
yeah.
even if it wasn't, carriage doors would be really great. But even if it was just a plank garage door, I think it would be an improvement. But outside of that, I really like it. And I really like, although it's not the purview of this board, I like the way you've hung on to the interior partitions and utilized those in the interior design of the barn.
Bill? Okay. Well, then when would you like to come back?
And really, I'd like to probably come back with Lot 3 and Lot 1. And Lot 1's one that you've seen several months back, but we just come get them both out of the way. So it's really, Richard, you can pick your date. 6 weeks?
Yeah, probably needs to be at least 6 because I've got to wrap up.
You want to do 2 months?
Yeah.
There's a May 9th and a May 23rd.
How about June?
June. What's the first one in June? What happens in June?
What happens?
It's got to happen before the end of June, because that's when I retire.
He tried to retire already. But
I was just going to say, how many have been fighting that with you all the way?
Yeah, you've got a couple other projects, too.
We have,
so.
We have June 13th and June 27th.
That's you for the 13th, yeah.
Okay. Your birthday. June 13th.
All right. So I want to make a motion to continue this to... I guess I will. I move to continue this to June 13th.
Second.
Discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. All right, thanks.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Very nice. Item F4 was continued, and now we're on to item G1. Item G1.
Item G1 is conceptual review. It's McDonald's second point of sale and side improvements located at 146 South Fairview Avenue, case number 16063 DRB.
Declarations?
Site visit, no ex parte.
Site visit, no ex parte.
Site visit, no ex parte.
Familiar with the site, no ex parte?
Same.
Site visit, no ex parte discussion.
Get chair ready?
Yes.
Okay, so this project entails adding a second order point within the existing drive-through. This is McDonald's restaurant, which has a drive-through. It also entails adding 84 square feet to the restaurant. Excuse me, sir. Um, So let's see, 84 square feet addition to the restaurant to place the point of sale closer to the order point. It involves relocating the drive aisle, removing 11 parking spaces, and the site is overparked per requirement. The requirement's 9 spaces, and they're going to net 50 after 11 spaces being removed. Adjustment to landscaping, there will be a 278 square feet removed, and a new design is being proposed with facade improvements and demolition of the existing cover over the drive-through pickup point. So there's signage is shown on the plans, but it's that's through a separate process, but just for context that DRB can take a look at. This project requires a development plan amendment and a conditional use permit amendment. There is a conditional use permit currently for the parking lot area that's next to the restaurant, so both of those need to be amended in order for the project to go forward. And after that, this is for conceptual review because the development plan amendment and conditional use permit amendment needs to be approved, and then the project will come back for design review.
I got it.
DRB.
One question, Mary. Is the conditional use permit amendment because of the drive aisle change and landscaping happening to the adjacent parcel?
And the parking layout and
got it. Okay.
Removal of the parking spaces.
Got it. Okay. Okay. You may proceed.
Okay.
State your name for the record. And
okay. My name is Scott Wilkerson. I am area construction manager for McDonald's Corporation. And this project is part of a rebranding that McDonald's is going through here in Southern California. And many of the projects also, we're creating these, what we call internally a side-by-side. So it's with two order points through the drive-through. It creates efficiencies through in the kitchen to process food in a more efficient way, and also helps with stacking through the drive-through and makes the drive-through run a little bit more efficient. We have here in Southern California, we probably have over 100 existing locations with the side-by-side format. The reason for the additional 48 square feet is to push the pay window back further so we can get a car between the pay and the pickup, which also accounts for the efficiencies in the drive-through. So you don't have a kind of a car in limbo halfway. I don't know, you guys have probably
like
done that before.
Like In-N-Out does.
Yeah, where your hood is right there and they're trying to ask you. Yeah. So this, you know, eliminates that situation. And then the proposed exterior revisions are part of what I mentioned, a rebranding that we're doing here in Southern California. We've already completed one project here in the city. That one was a lot simpler on the exterior. That was really just paint and signage. The reason we're proposing more elaborate revisions is because this has the old shingle and mansard style roof, where as a brand we're trying to move away from that and do more of a parapet stucco style building. And again, that's part of a national program, but it's focused here in Southern California. So with that, that's really, and then today we have our architect with Design UA who can kind of go into more details regarding the architecture.
All right.
Engineering.
Would you like to introduce yourself and walk through the architecture?
My name is Gary Lee with Design UA. The architect basically is just, if you look at the plan that we have now, it's just like he was saying. We are trying to do the double drive-through here, just exactly what he's saying. And then we're actually going to, this is a little older site plan. I think it's on the site plan here, because we had to restack some of this parking, so it makes it better. Let's see. No. I have my drawing. Here we go. This is actually the way that we are proposing this site to look like. Basically, on all the parking, we're going to angle a little bit because it makes it more efficient for people to come in and out versus going straight.
It's already straight. One way.
Yeah, straight. Yeah. Is, yep. You know, basically,
yeah.
That's the reason that we did all this changes. And so let's see what else.
Okay.
Let's go talk about the elevation.
Yeah.
Can you show me the parking spaces? The parking spaces are that are being eliminated?
Yeah.
On your parking chart?
I have a demo plan. Which is,
okay, if you'll get to that later, that's yeah, fine. Yeah. I just saw you're talking about parking spaces, and I was wondering.
Yeah, we eliminate. No, the reason we eliminate is to make room for the double drive through.
So it's parking in here?
It's parking. Basically, the parking is actually here.
Back where the landscaping is.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. And then we are going to do a landscaping plan for this, too, to accommodate for that. And we are going to do some interior modification. Just basically what we're planning to do is just do the new seating.
That's already been completed.
It's completely ready?
Yes.
Oh, okay. It's been completed. And we have a roof plan.
So the mansards go away.
Yes, the mansards go away.
You're going to the parapets.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Here's the elevation view of the McDonald's.
Okay.
So we have the trellis that goes around, aluminum trellis, and we have the McDonald's, the aluminum that goes on top, and then we have the brand wall. Comes out in two different elevations here, just to make it a little bit different from the rest. But pretty much everything is just all stucco work.
Okay.
Let's see what else. And this is just a landscaping plan that we have. That basically what we're planning to just put the landscaping area along the island here. Mm-hmm. Wherever we like took it out, we just put some landscaping back.
Okay.
Where we have it. But the rest is pretty much existing landscaping.
Yeah, so the main drive aisle remains the same. The main drive-through aisle remains the same, and we just propose basically a bump out right there. Correct.
Okay.
This aisle. Is it on?
No, that one doesn't work.
Thanks. This is just circulation.
That's yes, right. That's circulation.
Correct.
That's not a drive.
When you exit this aisle, you go back into there?
Correct.
Correct.
That's correct. There's a merge point right here. So that's what this represents right here. This is where the cars will merge. So one car, if a car was here, it would merge right there. That's the merge point.
So essentially it's taking these cars out of the queuing from back here and putting them up here. For the most part, from a circulation
in
standpoint.
In essence, yes.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Because I know that's a problem with the way things queue back here.
Yes.
Staff mentioned that in the staff report, so. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. And so, in addition to helping the queuing, it also allows the kitchen to get two orders as opposed to one, and that way speed the process up. So that also helps with any kind of stacking.
Got it.
And that goes back to the kitchen being able to be more efficient.
Okay. To answer Bill's question, can you show us the demo where the
existing landscape
where the parking is being removed?
Okay. Existing. See, we have a demo plan showing what we're taking out, the parking there.
Got it.
These are the parking we're taking out.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay. Is that it?
That's it.
Okay. Bill, do you have any questions?
You know, I don't have a perfect memory of when at my site visit, even though it was only yesterday, but were there any mature trees that are going to be removed? I know that there are some nice trees on site, but in terms of just that median right there in those few landscaping areas, were there any mature trees that are coming out as part of this redesign?
It should be on the demo plan.
Through staff's review, it looked like there were three trees, and we did ask, I don't know, Brian did send an email requesting information on what those trees were.
Is this one? No, just these two.
Just this two right here.
Okay. All right. Is that it for your questions, Bill?
Yeah, well, let me ask a couple more. I'm not sure if Brian's doing the feedback here. And I know you're trying to improve efficiency and reduce the potential stacking out into review. And since it's overparked to start with, have you ever considered just removing the parking that's at the entrance that's on the east side where people park? People have to wait for people to park. People have to wait for pedestrians to walk over to the side door. It seems like some of the delays of people getting in and stacking up are also associated with putting parking right next to the door right there on the east side. And that would eliminate some pedestrian and vehicular conflicts that occur when you first drive into the facility.
I think that's what we are trying to attend to shift the parking. Instead of going straight in, we're making it on an angle,
that
so it makes it more efficient.
Right.
Yeah, it makes it more efficient.
But it still doesn't eliminate the pedestrian and vehicular conflicts. People needing to park, back out, walk across, walk back out, which is one of the reasons that things slow down and things become hectic sometimes and add to the stacking.
I just want to make sure I understand. In this area here,
so you want
to like take a couple, you're suggesting taking a couple out here? And
yeah, basically anything right where people can park and are in the way where people are trying to drive into the restaurant to place their order.
That would be an issue.
Yeah, we haven't looked at that, but we certainly can.
Yeah,
absolutely.
I mean, if we're over parked, that, you know,
that could then become some more landscaping, actually.
Yeah.
Since you're over parked by a factor of five.
Mm-hmm. And there's going to be a net loss of landscaping as well
right
in this project.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we can definitely look into that.
You'd have to create a very clear pedestrian median then from the back parking lot to get into the restaurant, because it does eliminate some of the convenience for people who want to just,
buzz in here right
and walk right in. Mm-hmm. But that also creates potentially to some of the stacking problems there. Not sure.
Do you have any, that kind of morphed into some comments. Do you have any more comments? Maybe we merge these two on this one.
No, I'll come back on.
Okay. Okay.
Okay. No questions, Chair.
You?
Question, is there a reason this planter can't go farther? Is there a reason it has to end right there? Some sort of back out or circulation reason?
I don't see it.
Well, the reason sometimes we don't make this thing much longer, let's say we have a little larger car, for instance, and your car is going to, when you make this turn, and if this thing extends out, when they make this turn, they might hit this curb. Because depending on your car length, because nowadays you have a car that's, I don't know, your SUV, your Escalade is much, much longer. I mean, but we can do it, but I've seen other McDonald's that we've done it, and, you know, you see black marking here all the time. It's just basically the car running that over every single time. But unless you really want this to elongate this, to put a little more landscaping.
They might have the edges, too.
They might. Yeah. I mean, but we're trying to eliminate as much as possible, you know.
They will hit them. It's just what happens.
It's just once they order, they're just going to, you know.
Yeah.
But we can make it longer. Okay. If that's, are you asking because you want more landscaping, or is just you want to make it look?
Yeah, more? Just more landscape there. If it's, if it works with turning radiuses and such, I understand your point though.
Yeah.
We can do it, though. I mean, if that's something that we, you know, just like the gentleman saying, we are going to eliminate this, and then we're going to landscape in here. So then we actually would do the calculations of the existing landscaping, you know, I mean, to the new landscaping. So we want to make sure the ratio is going to be the same, or the new landscape is more.
Good.
So it's not going to be less. Mm. We don't like to do less. And we know planning probably doesn't like that idea too.
All your questions?
That was it.
Okay. Aaron, do you have any questions?
Yeah, I'm wondering, just to confirm exactly what's going on with the trees on the street side of the building. There's two.
Out here?
Correct. Yeah, by most particularly the ones by the outdoor dining area.
We have not touched any.
All those are remaining.
Yeah. All those will remain.
All those will remain. We're not proposing to do any work, you know, up in here. It's mainly to the building footprint itself, and then back here. Yeah.
Okay. Dennis?
I think some of my questions have been answered by looking at these plans, which are quite a bit different from what we've seen here. So forgive my ignorance, but the basic thing, where do I order?
In these things, I think.
There's two order points, yes. And then I can see on that drawing, the additional 84 square feet is just around the corner.
Right here, yes, sir.
Is sort of indicated on one of our drawings. Those are the only two questions I had. Where was the additional, where do I order, and where's this additional square footage?
Do you have any comments?
I'll defer for now.
Okay. I have no questions, so.
Chair, in your written staff report, we did ask for some sort of guidance in the design details in the Heritage District guidelines, as well as the commercial project design guidelines, so I'll give that to you.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Bill, do you have comments?
Chair. Actually, yeah, I do, and I do have to leave shortly, so I appreciate the opportunity to go first, since this is just concept review, and
right.
I'll empty the bucket here. I'm going to shift away from the circulation ports and talk about the architectural elements of the change here. I don't like mansards, so I appreciate the idea of parapet, but I'm not a real big fan of stucco, and I really like the prior wood elements. I just want to note, associated with our packet was a 66-page handout that talks about Old Town architectural details and guidelines. And so I do want to pay more than lip service to that. I understand that this is a rebranding effort, but not every site needs to be rebranded, or if so, there needs to be maybe some consideration of the local flavor. And I've seen McDonald's in places where they're simply not the ubiquitous kind that's being presented now, but actually pay some respect to the local architecture. The current version, and I don't know if it has very many fans, but I mean, there is a generous use of wood elements and materials that to me are more compatible with the look and feel of Old Town than what is being presented here, especially with this, like I said, this proposed architectural design, which looks like it could be placed anywhere and really doesn't have any association that I see with Old Town design guidelines. So I just wonder if you could use your creativity and your process to work with your colleagues to create the circulation plan that you think will work and the landscaping plan, but also try and incorporate, like I said, the parapet is fine, not the mansard, but trying to incorporate wood elements and not stucco, and really try and maybe look around Goleta's Old Town and see what this could actually do to improve and enhance what we're trying to do on a project-by-project basis.
And I believe some of the McDonald's that we did build already, and we do have wood and also some brickwork too.
Yes.
Yeah, we could do that, and then we could add that on to this for our next review.
Okay.
My comments are probably going to run very similar to Bill's here. I mean, it's a nice design, and I understand about the rebranding also as well, but this is within the Goleta Old Town Historic District. And so my comments would follow right along with Bill's, with the the addition that it's more than just a matter of just substituting one material for another. Okay, well, let's get rid of this and we'll just slap some brick on there. Or we'll, you know, really do have a look at the old town. And there's a lot there, which is maybe not that great, but there's some, there are elements that you can, that I think can be adopted that can echo and tie in with some of the other styles down there. So I really would like to see you kind of look at that a bit closer.
Yeah, I think those are good comments on the architecture. I would concur with those. Things like rusted steel, wood, those kind of materials might warm up this building. A couple comments on landscape. That's fine. So, yeah, I think getting a little more landscape there would be nice, just so this isn't so exposed to this exit aisle, too, would be a benefit if it works with the turning radius. I think there's room for this planter got smaller, didn't it? This isn't the current. Is this the current design?
That planter got smaller.
Right.
Yes. To make this.
This isn't the right plan, huh? This isn't the current plan. There we go.
There we go.
I think there's a room. There's room for at least two trees here, one there and one there.
Okay.
On the landscape plan, you have hedges adjacent to these parking spaces. Might be hard for the driver side to get out with a hedge right there. So I'd look at that in terms of how these two spots, there's three spots, get out of their cars. And then some of the plant choices, if you're matching existing landscaping, is that the case
here? Yeah, we're trying to match existing.
Like, I think the ligustrum's fine, the raphiolepis is fine. I don't know, the rose is a little bit of a high water use plant. But if you're matching existing, that would make sense to me. So maybe call out some of the what's existing
okay.
on the plan, just so we know how it's blending together with the new.
Okay.
So I would also make the comment about not just substituting materials. That's not going to be your solution. To be honest, not one element on this jumps out to me as being in compliance with the old town guidelines. It's in my mind a complete restart on this. I couldn't support it in any way, shape, or form. We've done other restaurants that have this look, but they are the half mile, quarter mile away as the crow flies, outside of the district, and it was already a little difficult with those as they were so near but not in, so that's why they got a little bit more grace. But I'm trying to look at the height of the letters to the design of the building. Just nothing looks like the guidelines were thought of at all. I empathize greatly about the double lane drive-through, increasing efficiencies and moving the, I understand the logistics behind that entirely. Whether it's going to be in compliance is another issue, but we can talk about that. But I definitely understand the why. So that's my comment.
Mr. Whelan?
I'm sort of glad I deferred. I thought I was going to be out there alone, but I see I'm not. No, if you'll permit a waggish comment, I think this is a reblanding of the building. There is a lot going on that I think is acceptable. The wall elevations themselves are handsomely modulated with wood detailing, which I do think relates to, we'll say, an agricultural or other elements of the design. I would quibble with you about the definition of a mansard roof, this sort of an inverted of a mansard roof. That is one of the problems that I think you need to address. There's a lot of roof there, and it has the major impact. I don't know what the solution is yet, maybe a new roof.
I think your biggest problem is the west elevation. There's no identity from the street. And what I would like to see you do is, and I don't want to go as far as saying residential, but the landscaping, the seating area, and the west elevation should be designed in such a comprehensive way that you have a very strong street image. Right now, it's a jumble of landscaping ideas that have either appeared and disappeared at different times, but think about the building elevation, this front patio, and the walkway in a very comprehensive way, so handsomely designed as the previous applicants do on their residential quality. I think that will give you the rebranding that you're after as a good neighbor of McDonald's being in Old Town. And as a point in order, I don't think palm trees support what you're after at all. I would, yeah. That's just the final comment on it.
I'll just chime in. I concur with everything everybody said, but I will give you one little bit of insight for a project that was here directly across the street from this, where that new America's Tire is going next. So you're going to have a tire store next to a tire store. Mm-hmm. Anyway, the project that had previously been approved on that site was very contemporary in its forms and materials and massing. But it worked because it had an idea behind it that actually played to the airport. It played to the old aviation concept of this area in terms of hangars and Quonset huts and that kind of feel. So this massing could potentially go towards that. I will agree wholeheartedly that what we're looking at here doesn't look like it represents not only Goleta, but what's in the guidelines, and so for Old Town. So I would take a relook at this whole thing, but. You know, I think what Dennis said is really important, to take this west elevation, the seating and the landscaping, the street presence as one total concept. And I just wanted to throw out that other project because they had a situation similar to this where they had, you know, buildings that had parapets and this kind of similar massing. And even though it's not there now, they navigated that successfully, and it still had an homage to Old Town and what was there. I think you were on the board then,
yes,
too.
Yes,
remember?
Yes, I remember that very well.
So that's. I'm just saying that's another way to go.
Yeah.
The wood, you know, wood, rusted metals, as were mentioned. I would just kind of relook at your palette and your massing and your presence from Fairview as you take a kind of a second look at it. I don't have a problem at all with what you're doing on site. I get how that's working, and I don't have a problem with the additional footage that you're doing there. That all makes sense to me. So I guess those would be my comments. So at this point, it's going to go away off calendar, or do they want to come back?
Can I ask a question? Do we want to separate this the building versus the double drive-through, or the second order point, or we put this as one project? Can we make that separate?
You can decide that later because you're not going to get approval today anyway. Yeah, we come back.
I think that's a conversation that we have to have.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
So no action today.
No action. We don't have to make a motion to take it off calendar. We gave comments.
Yep.
Sailors too, and thank you very much.
Thank you. Buddies.
Thank you. Thanks for your comments.
All right. Thank you. Okay. So I guess any announcements by any members? No?
Just like to have everybody keep beating the bushes for someone qualified to join our board.
And I think
as an alternate or as a
yes,
working member.
Agreed. And if
someone applies and gets accepted, and their name is Aaron, they're for sure sitting on that side of the table. Just saying.
Either that or we change the name of this to the EDB.
We'll need a third spelling.
The E/ADB.
All right. With that, we're adjourned. Thank you.
Jeepers, jeepers, creepers, where did you get those eyes? Gosh, oh, get up, how did they get so lit up? Gosh, oh, get up, how they hypnotize? Golly gee, when you turn those heaters on, woe is me. I got to put my cheetahs, me. I got to put my cheetahs on. Oh, yeah.